We have one more story for you about how women and girls sometimes fare in the criminal justice system. You may remember that earlier this year we talked about the story of Shaquanda Cotton, at the time a 14-year-old black girl in Paris, Texas. She was sentenced to up to 7 years in prison for pushing a hall monitor at school, while a 14-year-old white girl was given probation by the same judge for burning down her family's house. Shaquanda Cotton was eventually released amid a national outcry in a case that seemed to activists like yet another example of racial disparities in the criminal justice system. But it turns out that for the 14-year-old white girl, the story did not end there. In fact, one could argue that her story has taken an even uglier turn than Shaquanda Cotton's. Chicago Tribune reporter Howard Witt joins us now. He broke the story of Shaquanda Cotton, and he's at member station KUHF in Houston, Texas. Hi, Howard. Welcome. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. First, bring us up to speed. What happened to this young lady after she got probation? And there's a reason we're not using her name, which you're going to tell us.
Exactly. It's really quite a tragic story. This 14-year-old white girl ended up in prison. Even though the judge originally sentenced her to probation, she violated her probation a couple of times. So the judge ultimately threw up his hands and sent her off to the Texas Youth Commission, youth prison. Within 2 weeks of her arrival at that prison, she fell victim to sexual abuse. One of the guards in that prison started to sexually molest her, and that occurred over, then continued over a period of weeks. This girl ended up mutilating herself, cutting herself. She carved the word Y into her arm at one point. Then she attempted suicide. During the suicide attempt, it was interrupted. One of the guards who tried to stop her from swallowing some pills, she knocked this guard to the ground. The guard was off work for a week. And as a consequence, she was then her sentence was extended by another 6 months. So she was punished for that.
Oh, wow.
What's tragic about this case is you have the Shaquanda case, which kind of underscored problems in the Texas justice system. Now you have this case, which goes to the heart of this long-running scandal that's been going on with the Texas youth prisons for months. There have been these revelations coming out about chronic abuses of young prisoners in the Texas youth prisons across the state, in which guards have been taking advantage of them and abusing them.
And so I just need to clarify again that the reason that we're not identifying the young lady is, number one, she's in the juvenile system. Number two, she's a victim of sexual abuse.
Exactly.
And as I said, it's generally sort of a custom in the business that we don't identify victims of sexual assault, and we also don't identify family members because that would lead to identifying the victims. This abuse is confirmed in her case. It's generally understood that this occurred.
It is. In fact, this guard who abused her was subsequently arrested and indicted on multiple charges for abusing other prisoners. Her case, it looks like, is also going to be added to the indictment. The investigators have interviewed her extensively, and so it sounds like she's going to become an additional case. Part of what's outrageous, too, about this is that when her abuse was reported by another youth who saw it happening, but when the this guard was not removed from contact with female inmates for 4 months, until 4 months after this abuse was first reported, and during that subsequent time, it appears he committed a lot of other abuses against youthful inmates.
This was witnessed by another inmate, and he still wasn't taken out of.
That's right.
How did this whole pattern become revealed? Was this pattern of abuse toward young women, young incarcerated girls, discovered as a result of the Shaquanda Cotton case, or was there some ongoing investigation?
No, as it happened, this was revealed by some Texas newspapers. I believe it was the Texas Observer and also the Dallas Morning News last January and February started to find out about a scandal at one particular youth prison in West Texas. That quickly mushroomed and exploded, and what became clear by February and March of this year, was that this was a chronic problem. Ultimately, the entire leadership of the Texas Youth Commission was fired or resigned. Dozens of guards were arrested and indicted. Right now, they received more than 6,000 calls to a hotline that was set up to report incidents of abuse. There are, I believe, more than 900 open investigations going on. I mean, it was a huge scandal in the state.
Howard, we only have a couple of seconds left.
Sure.
But this young lady is still in prison?
She is still in prison, and the fact that she was molested and became a victim appears to, you know, not to be considered a mitigating factor for her case, and we'll have to see what happens now. But she continues to be incarcerated despite what happened to her.
And you've distinguished yourself on reporting on the Gina Six case. You've also been talking to us about the story. What do you make of this twist. You know, very briefly, it just seems as though on the one hand we heard about these things because of these racial angles, and yet there's this whole other layer of stuff here. What do you make of it?
Well, the bottom line is kids don't get treated well, whether it's in the courts or whether it's in the prison system. And regardless of race, white, black, or Hispanic, kids are victimized by our system very frequently.
Howard Witt is the Southwest Bureau Chief for the Chicago Tribune. He joined us from KUHF in Houston, Texas, a member station. Howard Witt, thank you so much for speaking with us, and thank you for your reporting.
My pleasure.